Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor.
Thank you. It's disappointing to hear you're not going to support it, and it's disappointing to hear it decried. Can I just run... I've sat on the Housing, Health and Adult Social Care Select Committee now since 2006, and I've heard all the arguments. And I remember when the initial proposals came in 2010, the former council leader was there, and the people that one of your more extremist backbenchers was asking us to sit down with came and sat down with all of us. And they told us that 130 lives a year would be saved if we removed quite a lot of the services from A&E. They told us quite a lot of different information. And after that meeting, none of us believed a word they said. None of us. Not the former council leader, no one on that panel, none of us believed a word they said. And what we all did was went away and got independent advice from as many clinicians as we could. And all of us, Conservative and Labour, agreed that we had a difficulty in getting that independent advice, because what was happening from the health department was they were holding back detailed information. So whilst they were putting up headline arguments like having a consultant treat you will make you live longer than having a registrar, they weren't providing ratios of the number of consultants available to the number of patients in the new structure. There was quite a lot of lack in the detail. And in fact, there was a particular problem when, after three meetings, it was only then that they announced they had to save £1 billion. But they assured us this wasn't driving any of the changes. And none of us, Conservative and Labour, believed a word we said. So we did sit down with all of those people. And we got to a point where we felt there was a serious threat to hospitals. And we asked for a ballot of all GPs. And what the government health experts were saying to us, you didn't need that. They've talked to the one or two GPs that sit on committees, and they've said it's okay. And they had people on TV, they had people coming and fronting up their arguments, and all of us agreed that was a problem. And indeed, the last committee voted for a ballot of all GPs, and yet we've seen nothing of that. So the real issue is that, you know, and then we hear tonight that despite putting out a leaflet saying you've saved the hospitals, you're now telling us this deal isn't done. We heard from the cabinet member of the select committee when we put the same argument about an independent assessment being called in, just like the Conservatives in Ealing voted for. The argument then put forward was, oh, we couldn't possibly do that because the government might take the deal back. Well, that would be unlawful, as I'm sure all of you know. The government can't make threats, make offers, and then offer to take it back if you don't agree and behave like good little people. So we've had a lot of nonsense. We had a lot of people who I think are speaking sincerely about what they think's going on. But the fundamental issue is that none of you are health experts. You've heard what your backbenchers have been saying. We've heard some of the slurs. We've heard some of the slurs from the people you were previously working with. So we get a feeling for what you really think. And
yes, a point of personal explanation. Councillor Keane.
Just a brief point of personal explanation. The point I was making then, and I'm happy to make it again, is the NHS were proposing Option A, which was a tiny health facility that would fit on the site of the gym. It was by agreeing to, for now, remove the option of the call-in, we were able to negotiate a significant new specialist hospital. We couldn't do both at once. As we've heard this evening, though, if those plans don't seem good enough, we can return to the call-in. Now, the call-in being in place through Ealing means that they could, if they wanted to, that's the independent reconfiguration panel, choose to deny us this new specialist hospital and instead return to option A. That's the gamble I wouldn't take with our healthcare.
I think, Madam Mayor, that shows you the weakness of their negotiating position. If you really think that's a gamble, then I really don't think you've gone through this with any proper detail. And if your best defence, which we hear heckling from some of your more naive members, is that this is scaremongering. If that's your best defence, surely the best way of avoiding any scaremongering would be to have an independent public inquiry assess this. That's exactly what would stop that any scaremongering. But, you know, it is a bit rich to hear all that when you're spending £20,000 telling people you've saved the hospital despite negotiations being open. I've never heard of a negotiation like this. So I urge you that you have not got the public behind you on this. I'm inviting you to come back to us. I know your cabinet member was a little vague and he said he hoped everyone would vote with him on this. I'm asking you to don't vote with him on this and vote with us. And more importantly for you, vote with a resident of this borough in getting an independent assessment of your proposals. Thank you.